The way they seem to work is this. Front cover, the word sex in bold red type.
Wow, I like sex. That must be about me.
Then add just a pinch of paranoia, something along the lines of, find out what your friends really think of you.
Wow, I've got friends. I better get this in case they actually hate me.
Then start with a photo of Brad Pitt, Johnny Depp or George Clooney looking seductively at the camera.
Wow, they're nice. If I keep reading this, they will be my husbands.
Follow that with a picture of Kylie looking irresistibly tiny and tight and cute and lovely and tiny and nice.
Oh no, I don't look like that. I am disgusting. I think I'm Bella Emberg off of Ross Abbott. Help me!
Quick, turn the page.
Thank goodness, Rimmel.
Then you just keep turning the pages for a roller coaster of misogynist, mind-bending, market-specific rubbish.
Oh, I hate myself. Oh, no, it's all right. There's Maybelline. I'm hideous. I'm lovely. She's nice. I suck. They're pretty. I need them. I'm ugly. No, I could be beautiful. Look, things, more things. If I bought that, I could be lovely. I need those shoes. I'm a monster. Oh, God, it's Trini and Satan telling me I'm fat. She looks dreadful. Ah, that's me. L'Oreal, because I'm worthless.
It's basically 60-odd pages of be thin, be thin, be thin, and then a recipe for chocolate brownies.